I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1468, Start Acting Like God. We've all seen somebody acting all high and mighty, and we might even say to them, "Who died and made you God?" I get that. But aren't we supposed to act like God? I'm not saying act like we are God. I'm saying act like God. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are to love God with all we have, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love others like we've been loved. That, my friends, is acting like God. It's been said that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. We're not talking about flattery here, but something even more important. And Paul must have known that because he told the Ephesians, through the inspiration of the Spirit, and us, to act like God. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, he says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children." Now, the Greek word for imitators is mimetes. The word mimetes means to imitate someone or to mimic what you see someone else doing. It was used to describe actors or performing arts artists who acted on the stage for their profession. Also, mimetes is frequently depicted as like the modeling of a parent, or the modeling of a teacher, or a champion, or a hero that you look up to. When a person was known for his high moral character, others were encouraged to mimetes them, to emulate them, to be like that person, to copy that person. The word mimetes is used in the New Testament in various places. For example, Paul uses the word mimetes when he told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, "Therefore, I beseech you, be followers of me." The word followers there is imitators or mimetes. This verse could be translated, "I'm urging you to act like me. Watch what I do and duplicate in your own life everything you see in me." That's a big statement. Would you say that to anyone else? "Hey, imitate me. Be just like me." Wow, Paul, I don't know. In 2 Thessalonians 3:7, Paul uses the word mimetes when he told the Thessalonians, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us." So now he kind of expands it a bit. And then the writer of Hebrews in chapter 13, verse 7, also uses the word mimetes. It says, "Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." The word follow there is mimetes. Because Paul uses this word in Ephesians 5:1, he's telling us to model our lives after God. Just like a professional actor is committed to capturing the emotions, the looks, the voice, the character, even the appearance of the person that they're portraying, we're to put our whole heart and soul into being just like God in every aspect of our lives. And that's a decision. We have to practice it. We have to not fake it, but we have to live into it. So, podcast family, we are all imitating somebody. Why not God? Here's the great question. In the last 24 hours, what attitude or action of yours would someone say, "That's just like God"? Let's pray today the old hymn. "More like the Master I would ever be, more of His meekness, more humility, more zeal to labor, more courage to be true, more consecration for work He bids me do. Take Thou my heart, I would be Thine alone. Take Thou my heart and make it all Thine own. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me Thine forevermore. More like the Master is my daily prayer, more strength to carry crosses I must bear, more earnest effort to bring His kingdom in, more of His Spirit the wanderer to win. More like the Master I would live and grow, more of His love to others I would show. More self-denial like His in Galilee, more like the Master I long to ever be." In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1469. In the meantime, you say, "Okay, Pastor Tim, what does it mean to start acting like God?" The answer, the easy answer, is it means to act just like Jesus. Paul said in Ephesians 5, right after saying imitate God, "Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." But sexual immorality, all impurity, covetousness, must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. And you can read more in Ephesians 5. But the point today is, what would your day look like if today you started acting like God?